just reading in Leviticus a couple of days ago, and it kind of reminded me, and Leviticus is not one of those books that you read a lot, but there's some great things in Leviticus, and I want to read to you from Leviticus chapter 16, because this is the great image. So much of the Old Testament shows us the foreshadowing of the things to come, the foreshadowing of the promises of Jesus Christ, and so many of the things in the Old Testament are the direct foreshadowing of the things that Jesus would do, and the things that he would accomplish, and how he'd do them for us. And as we know in the Old Testament, certainly with the children of Israel, there was very specifically prescribed things that they had to do. And one of those things was every year, the high priest would have to cleanse, sacrifice a bull, cleanse he and his family of their sins. And then once cleaned, he would then take a goat and two goats, and one would be sacrificed, and the other one, and this is the one I want to talk about today, the other one was the goat that was the scapegoat. You know, it's where we get that phrase, scapegoat. And so I want to read from the book of Leviticus, starting in chapter 16, verse number 8, first of all. It says, "Then Aaron shall cast lots on two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for a scapegoat." So there's two goats that they have. One's going to be offered to the Lord as a sacrifice, but the other one, the sins of the people, are going to be put on that goat, that scapegoat. And the sins of the people will actually be put on it, and then it'll be sent out, as we'll read in a second, it'll be sent out in the wilderness and released. When we're looking at this, what's great to look at or just contemplate or think about when we're reading this is to see how much this is exactly, again, it's a foreshadowing. It's exactly demonstrating to us the work that Jesus was going to do and the permanent work that Jesus was going to do on behalf of all men, on behalf of all mankind. And so it's easy for, as I started to say, you know, I've been here for, doing this program for about 4 years, and it's easy to assume we're all in the same place. But maybe as you're listening this morning, maybe you're not really certain. You know, maybe you're worried. Maybe you're stressed out. Maybe you're concerned because you know how you failed. I mean, you know the sins. Each one of us knows our failures. Each one of us knows the sins that we've committed. And even though we don't talk about it to others, you know, each one of us carries the shame of those things, the shame of those sins. But this is the whole purpose of what I want to read to you today, because I want you to see God's plan and God's image, and the image that God gives us, so that we can see through that image exactly what Jesus Christ did. Because maybe today as you're listening, maybe you've been carrying all those sins, and you know, maybe you have not released them. Maybe you've not come to the full understanding of what Jesus has done. And I want to make sure if you're listening today that you have the peace of Jesus Christ, the peace of knowing the salvation, the peace of knowing what he's done for you, the peace and the assurance in knowing that by yourself and by your own abilities, you're not going to be able to ever get peace. There's no way in and of myself I could ever find peace. I could ever find a way to rectify or to make right my shortcomings, the sins that I've committed, the things I've done that have been sins against individuals, but in all cases, sins against God himself. There is no way that I can, in myself, I could ever alleviate those. There's no way in myself I could ever cover those, remove those. It would be impossible for me to do that. It's only through Jesus Christ and the work of Jesus Christ and my seeing and understanding that my sins were put on him as he went to the cross. Because if my sins were put on him, guess what? They're no longer mine. I don't have to carry the weight. I don't have to carry that crushing burden anymore because they're not mine. And maybe you still feel that crushing burden. Maybe you still feel the weight of those sins. Well, let's read what it says further. So we know that there's the two scapegoats. I'm going to read in verses 21, skipping down to 21 and 22. And what we've gone through is just some of the ceremony that was taking place and the things that Aaron would do as the high priest with the bull for himself and how he'd sprinkle the blood and that it was on the mercy seat. And those are all very important things, but things that we can look at another time. But moving down to verse number 21, Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat. So he had two goats. The one goat's offered as a sacrifice. In other words, the one goat, the blood is shed from that goat. Because we do know that where there's sin, there has to be a shedding of blood. For the removal, for the remission of sin, there has to be a shedding of blood. So the one goat, and this is all the foreshadowing of Jesus, the one goat was sacrificed. So the blood of that goat. But now here's the second goat. Aaron shall lay on the second goat. Aaron shall lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat. Confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all the transgressions concerning all of their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear upon itself all the iniquities to the uninhabited land and shall release the goat into the wilderness. So this is the imagery that we're getting. You have the two goats. The one is sacrificed, so the blood is shed. But on the other one, Aaron the priest grabs that goat by the head and putting his hands on the head of that goat, he confesses the iniquities, all of the sins. You know, there's a lot of times that we worry and we stress ourselves out. And we think, oh, man, did I remember to confess every sin? Did I remember to speak each one? Well, look, Aaron, when he was confessing the sins of the people on the head of the goat, he didn't even know the sins of all the people. He didn't even know what all of them were. You know what? You have forgotten many of the sins, but sins still have a cost. You don't have to remember every one of them. Aaron confessed the sins of the people upon the head of the goat. You know, when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, when you accepted the sacrifice that he made, when you accepted the work that he did in his passion, in his crucifixion, when you accept the work that he did by being that perfect sacrifice, when you accept that, you know, all of the sins. And here's the great thing. The New Testament talks about this and Hebrews talks about this. All of the sins, even the sins you haven't even committed yet, Jesus has already covered all of those sins. And here's the other thing. Jesus saw you when he was on the cross. And even before, 2,000 years before you even thought of, before your great-great-grandfather was even thought of, Jesus already saw and knew your sins, and he took those to the cross. So you don't have to worry about, have I confessed every sin? You know what? You accept the blood, you accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and all the sins, he takes them. Because this is exactly what Aaron's doing. He's confessing the sins of all the people onto the head of the goat. So all of the sins, not just the big ones, not most of them, not all the ones that he remembered, or not all the ones that were shared, all of the sins are put upon the head. All of the sins, all the iniquities of the children of Israel, all of their transgressions, all of that guilt concerning their sins was put upon the head of the goat. This is the way that reads verse number 21 in the Amplified Bible. And Aaron shall lay both of his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the Israelites and all of their transgressions, all of their sins. You know what? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, there's absolutely no reason for you to walk burdened today, walk through your life burdened and weighted down today because of sin. No reason. Because all of the sins, all of the transgressions, here we see all the transgressions were put on the head of the goat. All of the transgressions were put on Jesus Christ. See yourself putting all of the things, all of the sins, Jesus willingly is receiving and taking all of those sins. If we will acknowledge what he's doing, what he did, if we'll acknowledge the work that he did, if we'll acknowledge that he took all of our sins, if we acknowledge that, he'll take those sins. Confess over all the iniquities of the Israelites, all their transgressions, all of their sins, all of your sins. You know, here's the actual truth. All of your sins have been taken to the cross. Now, whether or not you acknowledge that or confess that, that's up to you. But Jesus took your sins to the cross, every one of them. His blood was shed for your sins, for the removal of your sins. Now, you can either receive that or you can reject that. If you receive it, then all of your sins have been taken by Jesus Christ, all of them, every one of them. All the sins of mankind. Hebrews makes that real clear. All of the sins of men were taken to the cross. He died once and for all, and for all sin. That's what it tells us. Once and for all sin he took. Now, sometimes people won't acknowledge that. Sometimes people won't. If they disregard his work, that's the sin. That's the sin that's going to, you know, send people to hell. It's the sin that does not acknowledge the work, will not accept the work that Jesus Christ did. So all their sins and all their transgressions shall be put upon the head of the goat, the sin bearer. Again, this is a foreshadowing. This is saying this is what Jesus Christ did for you. He's the sin bearer. He that knew no sin, God put the sin. Now, this is exactly what was told to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 21. He who had no sin was made to be sin for all of us. Jesus had no sin, which made him that worthy sacrifice. So he who had no sin took the sin of all of us, took all of your sin. There's no reason for you to be walking around burdened and weighted down today because of your shortcomings, your failings, and because of the sins that you've committed, great and small. There's no reason for you to be burdened today. Jesus took them all. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in the work that he did, then your sins and the price for your sins, your sins have all been put on Jesus Christ, and he has paid the price for those sins. It's up to you and I to accept that. And you know what? If I'm accepting it, then I'm not burdened. I'm not slumped over. I'm not carrying the weight of those sins. If you accepted it, you need not be burdened because he took that burden. So all the sins of all the people were put on the head of the goat, the sin bearer, and sent him away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is timely, ready, and fit. That's a beautiful foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. Jesus was the man. You know how that says that in the New King James. And shall send him away, shall be put on the head of the goat, and shall be sent away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. Thank you, Jesus, that you are that suitable man. Thank you, Jesus, that he is by the hand of that man who is timely, ready, and fit according to the Amplified Bible. Jesus was timely. He was ready. And he is the only one that was fit to do so. Verse number 22 in the Amplified says, "And the goat shall bear upon himself all the iniquities." So here's the goat. All the sins of all the people of Israel were put upon that goat. And then that goat was taken to the wilderness by a man who was suitable, a man who was fit and ready. And he was released into the wilderness. I want you to remember that. We'll come back to that in a moment. All their iniquities, carrying them to the land. So the goat shall bear upon himself, verse number 22, all of their iniquities, carrying them to a land cut off. This is the Amplified. Listen to this. A land of forgetfulness and separation not inhabited. And the man leading it shall let the goat go into the wilderness. You know where all your sins are? Jesus took every one of your sins. He who had no sin, he who knew no sin, became sin for us. He that had no sin was made to be sin for us. He took all of your sin. There's no reason for you to be burdened today. He took all of your sin. He took it upon himself. And then it says, the illustration that was shown to us here in Leviticus. Then that goat that was carrying all the sins was led away by a suitable man. Jesus was suitable for the time and the season. And he took all those sins. And he took them where? He took them to the wilderness. And what did we just read about that? He carried them to a land cut off. A land of forgetfulness. All the sins. Every one of your sins. You know who remembers them? You. Jesus took all of those sins. He carried them at the cross. He took the burden of every one of your sins. And you can say to yourself, well, that's impossible because he didn't know what sins I was going to commit. This is God. Every one of your sins, this is the creator of all things, the one who knows all things. God's not bound by time like we are. God knew everything and every failure that I would have. And Jesus knew all of those sins, and he took every one of my sins and every one of your sins. Well before you were born, well before you committed those sins, he took those sins to the cross. And then what happened? He took it to that place that was uninhabitable. He took it to that foreign land. He took it to that place of forgetfulness, that place of separation, not inhabited. So all your sins were taken away to a place of forgetfulness. So why is it that we're the ones that keep remembering our shortcomings and sins? Don't let someone else. Listen, if you've already confessed Jesus Christ and confessed what he did and confessed that you're a sinner and that you need a Savior, if you've already confessed that, guess what? All of your sins have been taken away. And if somebody else is trying to remind you of them, you can just say, you know what? Jesus took all those sins and he took them to a place of forgetfulness, a place that is uninhabited, a place that's that no one else can go to. So why are you and I trying to go back to that land? Why are you and I trying to go to that uninhabited place, that place of forgetfulness? He took all of those things to the wilderness. So let all those things go. Don't dwell upon those things. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, then the Lamb of God, you know, and even John says, John chapter 1, verse number 21 says, the Lamb of God, this is John himself, as he is identifying Jesus Christ. And he said, when he saw Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. That's what John said. He takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming. He said, look, there's the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. That's your sin too. If you'll acknowledge it and confess it, he took your sin as well. Isaiah 53, verse number 6 said, laid upon him all the iniquities of all of us, everyone. This is what I want you to see today. If you're starting your week and you're burdened and you're weighted down just because of the load of the sin and your own failures and your own sinfulness and your own shortcomings, release it. Because it's already, just picture that goat. Picture that goat, that all the sins of all the people, of all your sins, all those sins were put upon the goat, and they took that goat who carried the sins. So the sins were no longer on the people. The sins were now on the goat. And then the goat was sent off into the wilderness and released there by a man who was fit and ready and suitable and put into the wilderness, the land of forgetfulness. Don't go looking for the wilderness. Your sins have already been taken. The blood has already not covered them. It's removed all of those sins. There is no reason for you to be burdened today. In fact, because all those sins were taken away, you can rejoice as one who has inherited all the things of Jesus Christ. You can rejoice as a joint heir with him. All the promises belong to you. And you may say, I'm not worthy of it, but you know what? You are worthy because of who you are in Jesus Christ. And those things that made you unworthy have been removed and taken to the land of forgetfulness. Don't go searching them out. He's taken them away. Don't go searching for them because he's paid the price for them. Let the past go. And today, just rejoice in who you are in Jesus Christ and rejoice in the things that he's done for you.